Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I do believe there's a foundation here that gives us a chance to win sooner rather than later. The results are the results. You have to be honest about that. It might be tweaks. It might be more than tweaks to get us faster towards where we want to be. We got to deliver more, bottom line.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It will be sunny and hot pretty much all week. You could have your occasional thunderstorm. Low tonight, 80. So keep the AC on. Not exactly a windows open type night. We'll be a little bit too warm for that. It's Donnie in for the guys on 93.7 The Fan. Dan Zangrilli, as mentioned, has the North Shore Tavern leadoff show around 6:45. Dom DiTommaso is with me behind the glass. Dom, I'm still mad at myself over the performance last segment. I'm going to be thinking about not naming Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw right off the bat for quite some time. That's a tough one.
Well, I think that you were probably trying to think of lesser known quarterbacks in the, you know, the big ones.
That is something I fall into in like that quiz show type setting, which I beat Joe this year. We had a quiz show every Friday during the football season, and I capped it off with a victory either right at the Super Bowl or right after the Super Bowl. But yeah, I try to find like those deep cuts, and then I'm just leaving the obvious ones right out there on the table. I chalked off like three or four of those guys from my childhood pretty quickly, and I'm leaving just all-time greats on the table. I'm disgusted in myself. That voice that you heard moments ago was Ben Cherington, somebody who should also be disgusted with himself, but he speaks like he isn't, so good for him. Pirates general manager, that is from his show yesterday before the Pirates victory over the Texas Rangers, saying the Pirates have a foundation to win, and they have to do their making it happen. Do they have a foundation to win? 412-928-9370. I'm not so sure that they do. They have Paul Skeens. That's a good jumping off point, a good starting point. They have arguably the best pitcher in baseball. That's very good. The Pirates have seldom had that over the course of their history. They have a few Cy Young winners, the last one being 35 years ago when Doug Drabek took home the trophy in 1990, but they haven't had the premier arm in baseball in quite some time, in a generation or multiple generations like they do right now. And I feel confident with Paul Skeens, even if he doesn't lead in every single statistical category, he is going to be in that argument, in that conversation every single season of his prime, probably most of his career, whether it's here or not. They have some arms with him that could build to a formidable playoff pitching rotation. I don't really put guys like Braxton Ashcraft, who starts tonight making his first Pirates start, or Mike Burrows, I don't necessarily put them in that conversation, in that category. They're just kind of the nice guys to have in a pinch. You can put them in different situations. Ashcraft has been pretty good for them out of the bullpen so far. And Burrows, I wouldn't say he's been bad for them so far. Not amazing. Not every guy up here is going to be Paul Skeens, but we've seen much uglier performances from Pirates pitchers than what we have gotten from Mike Burrows. He has not been any sort of major problem. Mitch Keller is not having a great season, but he is a better arm than his record shows at 1-10. The ERA is just over 4, so it's not an outstanding season for Mitch, but it's not as bad as what it looks like in the 94 innings that he has thrown. Jared Jones won't be seen for another year. Who knows what he looks like when he comes back? There have been some people that have made the argument that he should be the closer. I don't think that's the worst idea. I wouldn't even say it's a bad idea. It just depends on how everything else looks. But, I mean, if he gets told or there are signs that, hey, this guy's future as a starter might be limited due to the damage that was done, and they say, you know, what would a move to the bullpen look like? Then, hey, I don't dislike that idea. Plus, there's a very real chance that they deal multiple big arms from their bullpen within the next month or so. Bubba Chandler is not here yet. He is expected to be a bit better than what we saw from Jared Jones last season. Not quite Paul Skeens, but who really is? Skeens, the man that leads Major League pitchers in WAR at 4.4. He does lead in ERA as well, 1.85. They have other young arms working their way up too. They do have a pretty good stock of pitching. And they say in baseball you can never have enough starting pitching or pitching in general. So I think arguing that there is a foundation when it comes to the pitching staff, that's very fair. Because I would say they do. I think there is at least a foundation when it comes to the pitching side of the sport. The Pirates have it. The nucleus is there. I have a hard time seeing that when it comes to the offense. Brian Reynolds is a solid player, not a great one. He's also 30. He'll give you 20 to 25 home runs. He'll give you around 80 runs batted in. He will hit right around or above 260. I know the numbers are not on pace for that this season, but he will still likely get there by season's end. The numbers over the course of his career when he plays a full season all look very similar. O'Neill Cruz is pretty cold right now at the plate, and that's putting it lightly, but he will still end up with 20-plus home runs, hopefully 25-plus home runs, and right now already has 26 stolen bases, but he leads baseball in strikeouts with 99. Is the average great for him? No, but he's still a better-than-average player as a whole, just not quite to that star status yet that we are desperately hoping for in Pittsburgh. Ke'Bryan Hayes, who the contract was signed thinking this guy would be a cornerstone piece at third base. He can't hit. He hasn't been injured yet this season, which is good. He has had chronic back issues. He can't hit. Henry Davis gets us excited that he's close to the Mendoza line at 188. Spencer Horwitz, their big offseason acquisition at the plate. 30 games in, one home run. Joey Bart has one home run in almost 50 games. Not quite the sophomore season for Bart in Pittsburgh that we were hoping for. The team's best offensive player doesn't play defense anymore, and he's 38 years old. And yes, that is Andrew McCutchen. OPS plus for Kutch is 111. That is the highest on the team. He is 38, and he is a DH with a handful of starts out in right field this season. That is not the looks of a team with a strong foundation or strong nucleus on offense. And outside of Connor Griffin, there is not a whole lot in the pipeline to get excited about that holds a bat. Termar Johnson, not overly excited there. Mitch Jeb, the kid can run. He hits for average. The power isn't there. Connor Griffin's really the only player, and hell, he's 19 years old playing in Greensboro, but he's tearing up that league the way he was tearing up things in Bradenton. He's the only player all the way down in high A ball that actually has me a little bit excited. But we're not going to see him for probably 3 more years. I'd like to see him in 2. Maybe they should try to fast-track things a little bit with him, keep that stop in Greensboro short. I thought he should have skipped Greensboro altogether and gone right to Altoona. But maybe that's just me. So are they actually close to having a foundation? 412-928-9370. Pitching, I say yes. I think they do have some talented arms. We haven't seen Bubba Chandler yet. He's not going to be the second coming of Paul Skeens, but if he's anywhere close, that's pretty good. And when you have Paul Skeens, that's a good guy to start with. There aren't many better around baseball to start with. So pitching, I would say, yeah, there is a foundation there. I think that there is some truth to that statement. Hitting, no. Not even close. You have a decent player in Brian Reynolds, and you have another player in O'Neill Cruz that is really exciting when he's on his game, but incredibly frustrating when he isn't. 412-928-9370. I want to get George from Beaver in here before we go to break. What's up, George?
Hey, Donnie. Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
Oh, great. All right. So I haven't heard the Jared Jones, potential moving to closer. And I mean, it's an interesting thought, but if we're looking at that potential route, wouldn't like a middle reliever make more sense, you know, give him 40, 50 pitches on a, depending on the outing and, you know, and such like that, use their data analytics to determine, you know, pitch count per, you know, appearances and things. But I just hadn't heard that, and you sparked my interest, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that angle as opposed to like a closer. So
yeah, George, I appreciate the call. I mean, that is something, actually, I think it was just a caller one morning to Bucko Talk that had me starting to think that path could be in his future. Like the body build of Jared Jones, it might not be one that can withstand pitching the way he pitches. A very high velocity for a guy of that stature. I mean, that's sort of like what we saw 10, 15 years ago from Tim Lincecum. Small dude, but could absolutely throw gas. And Lincecum had a fantastic career. If Jones was anywhere close to that, we would be lucky. That's a guy with multiple Cy Youngs on his mantle. But that's a hard ask. And now that you have an early elbow injury that needs surgery, not the big one. He did not have to get Tommy John, so that doesn't keep him out all of next season. Hopefully by this time next season, he is back to baseball and close to the major league roster. I think the future for him, I don't think it's outlandish if they ever wanted to make that move. It also depends on how some of these other guys pan out. If a couple of the guys looking to replenish the rotation they have sort of flop, like we've seen many do in the past, then that transition becomes all the more difficult, because you do have a guy who is a pretty good starting pitcher when healthy. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Are the Pirates actually close to having a foundation, as Ben Cherington put it yesterday, a foundation to winning baseball? I'm not very sold on that, certainly when it comes to the lineup that we see get put out there any given day. 412-928-9370.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.